We're doing the Sefer HaYashar, and we're up to our parsha, Parshat Toldot. Vayi bishnat 950 shana l'chei Yitzhak ben Avraham. Yitzhak was 59 years old. Rivka ishto odena hakara b'yamim ahim. His wife Rebecca was still barren. Matomer Rivka l'Yitzhak alo shamati adoni, ki gam Sarai imecha ita hakara b'yameh. Rivka says to Yitzhak, I heard, my master, that Sarah, your mother, was also barren in her day, till Avram, my master Avram, your father, prayed for her, and then she became pregnant. So you stand up and daven to Hashem, v'yishma tefilatcha, accept your prayer, v'yizkor otanu l'man chasadav, will remember us for his kindness. V'yan Yitzchak et Rivka ishto lemo. Yitzchak said to his wife Rivka, כבר התפלל עליי אברהם אבי אל אלוהינו להרבות זרי, אתה ממך הייתה העקרות הזאת אלינו. Yitzchak said, I don't have any fertility issue. My father Avram prayed over me. So, if there's a problem here, it's you. You're the one that's barren. ותאמר לו רבקה, אך אתה קום התפלל עליי גם אתה. So Rivka said, okay, so you pray over me. וישמע השם את תפילתך ונתן לי בנים. And then Hashem will hear your prayer, and then I'll have children. If I have the problem, fine, but you can pray for me. Vayishma Yitzchak el divrei ishto, vayakumu vayilchu. So Yitzchak listened to his wife, and they got up and they went. Yitzchak v'Rivka, Eretz HaMoria. Yitzchak took Rivka with him to the land of Moria, litpalel sham, v'lidrosh sham et Hashem. He's going back to the place where he was bound, the place of the Akedah, where they will pray and ask Hashem to grant them children. So they came there. Yitzchak stood opposite his wife and prayed to Hashem because his wife was barren. Yitzchak said, Hashem, Master of the heaven and the earth, your goodness and kindness filled the land. You took my father from his father's house, from the land he was born in, you brought him to this land. You said to him that you would give this land to him and his seed. You promised him, you said to him, his seed will be plenty like the stars of the heaven and the sand on the sea. Now make good, make true what you said to my father. Because you, Hashem, our God, we're looking to you to give us a seed of man the way you promised us. Because Hashem, you are our God and we look to you. Hashem heard the prayer of Yitzchak, the son of Avram, and Hashem accepted his prayer and answered his prayer. His wife became pregnant. She was 7 months pregnant. Suddenly the children are fighting around. She felt terrible. And now she was miserable because of them. She went out around to all the women and said, look, this is my first pregnancy. Have you ever had such a difficult pregnancy like I'm having? They said, no. Not like that. So that she asked them, so then why am I suffering more than any other woman? So she went back to the place of the Akedah, back to the Temple Mount to ask Hashem. So she went to the base Medrash of Shem and his son Aver to ask them what's going on. They should pray to Hashem over this. V'tishal gam t'Avraham livakesh v'lidrosh t'Hashem al kol ha'davar asher karala. She also went to her father-in-law Avram and asked him that he should pray to Hashem and ask what's going on, why is she suffering like this. V'idrashu kulam t'Hashem al ha'davar hazeh v'yishivu elei ha'davar me'et Hashem. So they all prayed to Hashem. Shem, Aver, Avram, everyone's davening to Hashem. And then they come back and they tell her the following. V'yomru elei, they said to her, shnei yiladim bevitneich u'shnei leumim yakumu mehem. You have two children in your stomach. Two great nations will come out of them. And one nation will overcome the other. And the older one will ultimately serve the younger one. gave time to give birth, and behold, that just as Hashem said, that's what was happening. That's what happened. She had twins. Vayetzei Arishon Admoni Kulo Kader Tzear, Vayikruchu La'aretz Shmo Esav Lemor Kishalem Zeh Me'abetin. The first one came out. He had a beard. He had hair on his chest. He had hair on his back. He's like a carpet of hair. And everyone called him Esav, like the word Asui. This guy was a one-day-old man, you know, self-made man, just born like an adult. V'cheichan yatza achiv, v'toch az yado ba'akev Esav, al ken kashmo Yaakov. Then the younger one came out holding on to the heel. They called him Yaakov. V'yitzhak ben Avram ben 60 shana beledet otam. Yitzhak was 60 when they were born. So they grew up, they're 15. Esav is a cunning man, he knows how to hunt. Yaakov sits in tents, he's a shepherd, and he's learning Musar, and he listens to his parents, and Yitzchak and his children are living with Avram in Canaanite territory. Yishmael and his children, they went and lived all the way out in Eretz Chavilah with all the children of the Pilagshim. They all went eastward as Avram sent them off with the gifts that he gave them. Avram gave over his wealth to Yitzchak, and he told him, look, Hashem is the God of the heaven and the earth, and there are none other than Him. He took me from my father's house. He saved me from the burning furnace and the wicked who tried to kill me because I had faith in Him. He brought me here. He gave me this land, and I lacked nothing. And He promised me and said that my seed will have this land, and they will inherit it. If they keep my mitzvos, if they keep my statutes, if they keep my Torah and my justice, the way I commanded you and you commanded them. So listen, Avram tells Yitzchak, keep the mitzvos of Hashem and don't leave the path. Don't go to the right, don't go to the left. And this way things will be good for you and your children forever. Remember the miracles of Hashem. Remember the kindness He did for us. Remember how He saved us from the enemies and Hashem gave them in our hands. And now, your responsibility is to keep what I've commanded you, to keep the mitzvos of Hashem, and don't serve anyone but Him. And ultimately, things will be good for you and your children. Your job is to teach your children, teach your seed how to be moral people, the morality of Hashem, His mitzvos. Teach them the path of Hashem, and then things will be good for them forever. And Yitzchak said, my master, he said to his father, I will do as you said, and I won't leave the mitzvahs of Hashem, just as you told me, I will watch them. Avram blessed Yitzchak and his children, and Avram started teaching his grandson Yaakov. Avram taught Yaakov until he was 15 years old. And then Avram passed away. He was 175 years old. He was an old man, and he was buried by his children. And we'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time, with the procession of Avram's funeral, etc., and move on.